Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? Just a minute. Hello, how you doing? Hello? No. Close the door. Yeah, close the door, please. Somebody come on. Are you there? Want to say thank you for coming on the line with me, because today has been a good day. It's been a day that I've had to trust in what God was saying and believe what God was saying and doing what God is saying. One of the things that I come to take notice of above anything is that the God I serve is an awesome God, and besides Him there is no other God. And for the next 30 minutes I have on radio, I want to talk to you about access in faith. Access, A-C-C-E-S-S, by B-Y, faith. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 11 through 17. Our Creator, God the Father, did not do anything wrong. He made it perfect through Adam. As we say, Adam. But when we take notice of what God is saying, God sends us the fullness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. When we have faith, when we have F-A-I-T, according to the Bible, it tells us, see, what we have to understand is this boldness that God has given us in grace. It is a boldness that we have. Because when we come before the throne, we come before His throne, we submit, commit to His throne. When we come boldly before His throne, something began to take us to another level. It's the God we serve. It's the God we love. It's the God we approach. And what God does, He gives us, He accepts us to higher heights in Him. See, help us to partake of the faith which is in confidence. See, when God moves us to level to level to level, He gives us more grace and gives us confidence. And remember, when we read in the Bible, we find the word confidence. This is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we have. This is the confidence that we have. One scripture says in Philippians 1 and chapter 1, verse 3, it says, and this is the confidence that I have, that the very work that Jesus Christ has begun in you, it shall be completed. The confidence, if we're going to have the confidence in faith and have access by faith, it moves us to a point in our life where we can say, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, right now, can you move me? You know, one of the things that I've come to understand and teach is, is a faith which is confidence. It shields us with an attitude. With an attitude. The attitude we have, it's not of man. It's God's attitude. As I said to many people that I believe, the faith that we put on, the faith that we put on is of God. See, when we have that access of faith to the next level, God give us access. God allows us to come before him. And the more we can do in him, by him, and through him, the more we can see what God is doing. When we see scripture, the scripture says, Jesus said, Jesus asked the question to the disciples. He said, can you believe? I can believe. One thing he said, I can believe. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to those that believe. So here we go believing. When we believe God, we understand what God is saying through us. We understand God is moving in us. And what God has done for us in the life we now live in, God brings a point. See, boldness in prayer. Boldness in prayer. Some folks say, well, I don't want to, and I'm not criticizing them. I want to be able to kind of help. See, because somebody tell me, when I first grew up in prayer, they said, you got to pray for yourself. Go ahead and start praying. Well, I don't know what to say. You don't know what to say? Come on, give me a break. Give yourself a break. Open up the gate. Open up your mouth, in other words. Let something flow out. Because the God we serve is a God of almighty things. In this hour that we now live in, when we have the faith that allows us to come before God, I'm talking about taking his faith to the next level. See, the devil, he's not going to give you anything, but the more you take the faith of God and you keep having access by faith. Somebody say you pray too much. Have faith by access. Somebody say you preach too much. Have faith by access. Everything we do must have faith by access. And the more we access the throne of God, the more we come boldly before the throne of God, the more God sees us, the more God says to us, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. In other words, the more you get to the fullness of God, see, God knows all things. The more we know about God and his word, and the more we have the faith factor. And I would just say this because faith got us where we are right now. And God has nothing but faith. God has nothing but faith. And when God has faith, he moves things around. When you take the scripture, you know, somebody, well, you know, God don't care much about me. God does. Let me tell you something. Stop telling that lie on God. If you know the Bible, I'm going to give you one scripture. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God said to us, he said, listen to you. And I just used my name. He said, listen to me. Listen, Hunter. The thoughts I have for you, they're not evil. They're not bad. But the thoughts I have for you, they're good thoughts. See, God is thinking about us constantly. But to see, somewhere in our relationship, our movement, we don't want to have the full access. And the more you have the access of God, the more you can understand what God is saying. He said that you have a successful end. I read in 2 Samuel also a scripture, I think it was 22nd chapter, where God says, I have enlarged your steps. Why has God enlarged our steps? So that we can have access, more access. The more we come before the throne of God, we download. Now, I use the word download. In other words, the Bible says that two or three can touch and agree on anything in heaven and believe it. It can be done on earth. And it comes up to heaven. God has the right to send it back. Why? He sends angels. His angels. And see, I can understand. The more access I have, the more God will send angels. Angels on assignment. If you are here tonight, somebody on the line, behind the line, through the line, needs you to bring. And sometimes it is a process. It's a process. See, I'm not going to go and look up to somebody that want to do nothing, somebody that want to pray, somebody that want to get healed. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you what I have to know. Getting healed, I'm a witness of it. You have to have some access somehow. You got to have some access. If it's no more than says, Lord, the next word, forgive me. When you do that, access is immediately given. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. And so this hour that we live in, it takes every Christian, every believer, and I like to just use this word, believe. Jesus said, if thou can believe, when you believe, she believed, they believed. Look, let's take notice in the book of Luke, when the man, his friend who was sick, and they knew they couldn't get to him. They said, we got to find access to get to the master. Jesus was in their teaching. They tore the roof off. The roof came off. They tore it off to lower him down. And Jesus said, never before have I seen such great faith of men who have for their friend. And what, when you pray for someone, you love someone, pray for them. See, a lot of people don't know how to pray for themselves. I just got word today. I was out in a Walmart here in Houston. I saw people of God. And I was going riding around on the little cart they have. And every woman who was, I was just saying, Father, I love you. Father, I praise you. Father, I adore you. Because I had access. The more access I had to God, I met a young man who was on the with me, but he left his phone number, and I got it in my pocketbook in my bedroom. One thing I will say to him: first man in bedroom, when I came in, we talked and we prayed and we talked and we prayed. He said he was coming back to Houston, going to move a church. And as I moved through the people in there, I saw all young babies that are being born, and I asked the people, may I pray for that baby? Immediately they said yes. I laid my hands on them. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you bless this child? Keep watch over this child. Watch over this child. Let the angel on assignment direct their path. May the mother and the father keep them. One young lady wasn't married, but I didn't make her feel bad. I made her know. I said, and Father, whether she's married or not, you love her. And Father, you love her. You love her. And you see, what God gives us believers, when he gives us that access, we walk in this access. We talk in it. We live in it. We all we have to do is just do what God says. Don't get on a platform to say, if it don't go my way, it just ain't going to go. Uh-uh. Because God has already said, have you not known that I am God? See, the end is coming, but God is looking for the righteous. Here we are standing, and we have access to God and what God has done for us and through us. Wow, God is so good. I love you. See, boldness. See, I remember a man who was 6'8", and I was just 6'2". I mean, he was a big man. But they assigned me to block him when I was playing high school. I did the best I knew how. And one man said to me, I said, this man is strong. This man, I can push him back, but he pushed me even faster. I said, I know what I'm going to do. The next time he come in, I'm going to roll underneath his leg. You know what? I was able to stop him. He started moving back away from me to get a good start on me. So I told the quarterback, I said, he's coming my way, making it the other way. Because he would always come where he found the weakest point is. And see, by me standing up, I would stand up and do the fight. Some folks said, back in the day, I did play some football, and I loved it. Do I play football now? Nah. Do I love it? Yeah. Is life full of football? You better believe it is, because you got to have a quarterback. On every sports system that you have, there's got to be somebody in charge. And baseball, it's got to be a pitcher. It's got to be a catcher. It's got to be a first baseman. It's got to be a second baseman, a third baseman. It's got to be somebody in the left field, center field, right field. It's got to be nine players on that team. And everybody has a part. And the number one job that the pitcher has is to keep that ball away from the hitter. And every time we get up and bat the ball, we need to knock a home run. Kabam! This is for God. Kabam, kabam, kabam! This is for God. Kaboom! This is for God. Boop! That's a set. But as long as we get on base, and what Jesus does, hallelujah, I love this. What Jesus does, once we get on base, Jesus knocks us home. He takes the bat, and he sticks it up and lifts it up. He said, Father, this is to you. He said, I glorify you. All of a sudden, here come a ball. Look like it's going this way, that way, just, but it's traveling over 100 miles an hour. Kabam! Out of the park, it's gone. That's what Jesus does for us. Hallelujah. 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 He knocks it out, out. When you go before God through Jesus Christ, Jesus knocks out every bad picture, every bad thought. See, now, God says, then you got to do something in yourself. See, the thoughts that I have, this mind that I have, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also that was in him. Let the mind, what mind? The mind to do whatever God said. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not looking back. I'm looking up and outward. I'm looking up and outward, up and outward, up and left, right. I'm moving up because I want whatever God has for all of us. And I say this to the believers because I tell you, the day when I stood out there today, my wife looked at me and she said, y'all feel right, huh? I said, yeah, I'm letting the vitamin D of the sun, in other words, I'm letting the joy of God's sun just beam on me. Just beam on me. And you know what? When you fall in love with God, ain't nothing in this world gonna stop you from stopping good. I don't care how hard it gets. When you don't have no food, been there. Ain't got no shoes, been there. Ain't got no clothes, been there. Everything you did say, because I know the God I serve, according to Deuteronomy 8, God say, I know you know. He said, remember, it is I who give you the power to get wealth. Ain't got to be so rich. We're already rich. We're not poor. We're already rich. That you might keep my commandment, my covenant. Oh, a covenant? Yes. God has given to those of us who believe his covenant. He said, I made you rich. And I know this much, that the more that God make us R-I-C-H in gold and silver and diamond and platinum and houses and cars and airplanes, and that sometime we have to share. Come go this way. You going this way? See, I always say this. If I can help somebody, if I pass this way, I won't let my living be in vain. Well, they don't like me. I'm not worried. If people don't like me, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Because I want to tell you this. One thing I will say, to the depth, to the height, to the light, is called, when we meet God at the well, God meets us there. Because God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's not a robber. He's not a robber. He is there for us. And I will say this to us as I continue in the teaching that I have. Don't get your heart all with difficulties. Don't lose your heart. Don't let your heart stay firm. Let it stay firm. See, so sometimes too much of the world, the WRD, has an attitude. Well, you know, we're told it's going to come after. Now the time belongs to nothing but a liar. The devil is nothing but a liar. I'm not glorifying him. I'm beating him up with the word. And I want to tell you one night on prayer line, Lord have mercy, we had a prayer line at Monday night. A lady prayed like never before. Every time the Holy Ghost was moving her, you could feel fire. That's what God wants. That's what God is. The more he sees himself in you, the more he just gets joy. And you know, when that was, when you take notice of what I was saying and teaching, don't let your heart take up difficulties. No, no, don't give an enemy an opportunity. When a thought comes, say the thoughts are not of God. If it's not of God, I don't want it. If it's of God, I got it. And I say it with love and kindness in my heart. God will help us with his awesome power. It's awesome. See, when I say awesome, I'm looking more at the word, my, what a God we serve. I've never seen the lightning. I've never seen the hurt of thunder. But it's the awesomeness of God. It's the awesomeness of God. See, when God roars in Zion, everything hears his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the difficulties that we have now. And you know what? I don't know if that young lady was right or wrong, but God, somehow, she was forgiven. She was forgiven because she was spending the rest of her life, I would say like that, in Italy. But God, somebody was praying for her. I was praying for the righteous. Somebody else. But God gave her the right. Now, I want to let you know, because when it comes in, this man who owned the airplane some time ago Monday and had all those people's lives discombobulated in the airplane, and they went and did a research on him, sidebar. You know what? Somebody should have been praying for him. He didn't have a friend. He had associates. But when you having a friend, see, I got a friend I can call on in Georgia. I got a friend I can call on in New York. I got a friend I can call on in California. I got a friend I can lift up in the name of Jesus. I got a friend. I can lift up to him after got all I can for the believer. Well, we praying with you, brother. Sister, we praying with you. But when you lift your prayers unto God and come before God with all the difficulties and say, you know, Father, in the name of Jesus, some things I just can't handle. I'm trying. But you know what God does? Grace comes in. And super grace. He comes in with his supernatural ability. And he allows you to ponder through the situation. And all of a sudden, you were just 1 inch away from victory. But somehow or another, some of us believers, we want to just stop. I'm not going to leave this world until I'm tied to God is through with me. And I'm just going to tell you, I see some people that's my age and they're getting around. I said, well, if that's what, I said, oh, no, I got some more time. Because what? I want to see the next, I got to be able to tell the next generation. Let them read in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie in the green. I want to take him to the Psalm 91. He that abides in the wing of the Almighty. I want them to understand. When you abide under the wing of the Almighty, settle that you have protection. And God has his angels there also. I want to just take him to the Psalm 120, 121, 122. I want them to know. I will lift up my voice and say, heal from whence come my help. My help comes from the heaven. I know that God has put Jerusalem in the place, and we pray for Jerusalem. I ask tonight that Jesus will, through all the difficulties that Jerusalem has, that Israel will come to a point of understanding. And Father, I know tonight that we just said thank you. All things are possible. And you know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes. Take courage. Brother, somebody out there, take courage. When things try to endure you, but the more you take on hardships, see, the hardships are going to come. See, Jesus promised a good time. Well, I thought this was going to be when I come and I got on the wing of Jesus. Let me tell you, God didn't promise us a good time. He said to the Father, I come to do the will of my Father, not the will of man. I come to do the will of the Father. And if we're going to do the will of the Father, Jesus said, if you accept me, you accept the Father. Well, that coincides with what he wants us to do. We have to believe in him. We have to trust in him. We have to give in him. We have to pray in him. We have to love in him. Husband and wife can come to the point. And I say this to the believers that are on the line, behind the line, through the line. What Jesus does for us, no man in this world can do it. But I will say this in my second notice. When you take on these hardships, you're going to have them. Don't worry. But always remember, you got something stored up. It's called grace. It's stored up for you. That's how you shift on up higher. Good Lord Almighty. When you shift on up higher, what God does, God takes you to another level. And I want you to understand, the more levels you have in Jesus Christ, the more you understand Jesus Christ, the more you walk in Jesus Christ, the more you do for him, the more he's going to, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the best friend we ever had. He is our friend. He'll be right there to woo you. He'll be right there. When it's, yes, you will, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a friend to the friendless. He's a homeless to the homeless. I'm getting happy on the radio station, Lord. I love you so much for what you're doing. Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. I know it, Lord. I love you. See, the one thing your word is all-knowing, Father. It's all-knowing. And I thank you tonight. As I thank you tonight, because tonight that I just say, in my years I didn't believe, but I do believe, because I know that when, hallelujah, see, oh, hallelujah. And so, one other thing out of his glorious things, unlimited resources. I like this, what I wrote. Under God's unlimited resources, number one. Hallelujah. On his unlimited resources. Now let me tell you, unlimited means there are no bounds about it. Whatever you need, it's unlimited with the Father. Whatever you want, it's unlimited with the Father. Whatever you need is unlimited. Unlimited means unlimited. You can't count the line. It's so much of what God has. It could be whatever it is. God has houses, unlimited. Cars, unlimited. See, I told a person one day, God put a dream in the heart of all mankind. He did. He did it. He gave man a dream. And after all of us have dreams, see, sometimes, well, don't let nobody, and thank you, Father, I'm on this right now, because when we reach out, hallelujah, the resources, let nobody tell you. When you say, I have a dream, you keep following your dream. You take your dream to the Holy Father. You pray through Jesus Christ. First you repent, you accept Jesus Christ, and say to him, take me to the Father. And the Father will open up his resource account. Unlimited. Man, I like that. When you open up God's unlimited resource account, I don't care what it is, it's available for you. The only thing is one believer, and God can do awesome things. When you have this unlimited bank account, the resources, things begin to bubble, things begin to flow, things begin to move. God moves so. And I will say this too, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So, when God does this, see, Christ himself may dwell in your heart. When God opens up the unlimited resources, because we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, but God wants him to dwell in us more. He wants him to possess us. I mean, I got to walk like I'm a walk. Holy Ghost, yes. Every day we live, we ought to lift our hands up and praise him. Every movement we make, what is this about? D-O-D, capital D-O-D, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I don't care what somebody say. I don't care what somebody do. Well, they can just say, I'm a holy roll, I'm a this or that. I don't care. Call me. See, one thing I will say, I can use the name Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Niskadu, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Kadi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Niskadu, Jehovah Korobi, Jehovah Shammah, the God of our Father, the Jehovah, all of the names, unlimited, what God has for those who can believe, an unlimited resource of all the things that God wants to do for somebody. And the one thing I will take notice of is I will give God the glory, I give God the praise, because I know in this hour that we now live, I want God to take us to the revival. And I want to let you know, if you come and go along with me, we're going to be praying every day on the hour that the Holy Ghost, the revival, starts in me. That's what I want you to say every day. The revival starts in me. You don't have to belong to a big church as long as you got the church. You are the church. You are the church. You are the church. It's the body of Christ. Because the Bible says God brought him. And you know, I love what God is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave us Jesus Christ, who fashioned himself as a man, who looked like a man, who did for the man. He came and even suffered even a death to the cross. But God saw and God raised him from the dead. He was D-A-D. When you go to the 5th chapter of Romans, you'll find what God has done through Jesus Christ. He died. He was dead. He died. He was dead. See, we need to die of ourselves, Willie Hunter. I'm getting on myself. We need to die that we can live. See, I want to live an unscorched life before God. Is it going to happen? Yeah, because the more I approach God, the more I take and see. And I look at what the Apostle Paul said when they challenged the Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians. Paul says, the word I got, he's a holy guy. May I just use this term? Holy God, the word that I received was not of man, not by man, not through man, but it was by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. An unlimited resources of God. It was through Jesus Christ, the unlimited resources. And when God allows us, hallelujah, and to God be the glory. And tonight that I want to say, in the time that I now have with you, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for those behind the scene, in the scene, across America. But I would like to just be able to say, I love you. I thank God what God has done for us, how God has kept us, how God has shown us his way, not our way, but his way. And the more God, the more we can say, God, I need you. And I ask you to do this. Do pray for me as I pray for you. I may never see your face, but I want you to know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, that thy will be done, as it is on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what God says. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. He loves us, and I thank him. I adore him. I magnify his name. And I just want to say, Father, because of you, you downloaded gifts to us, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists. You downloaded to us, Father. You downloaded to the evangelist. And I just want to pray for everyone on this radio station, a part of it, behind it. But tonight I want to say I love you. That's my time on this hour, of this time in the universe. I said thank you. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Remember, I will see you again. I will see you. To God be the glory. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Peace of God be with you. Good night.